family spent a very difficult night last night. A lot of them are sleeping outdoors, including in the streets. And you could see people laying in the streets sort of perpendicular to the lanes. And they put rocks up around them as whatever protection they can get. But they don't want to sleep in their houses, even if they have houses that are sort of standing, because aftershocks continue. We experienced a fairly significant aftershock this morning at 5 a.m. that woke everybody up, which only adds to the fear, that children must be feeling, that their parents must be feeling. Everybody is sort of very insecure and scared and worried about their immediate future. We're bringing in supplies from the Dominican Republic. They were at the border last night. They're coming in today. They have food and non-food items such as hygiene kits so that people have something to hold them over while further aid is coming. Pneumonia is one of the biggest killers of children in the developing world, and we're worried that they're sleeping outdoors, they're not getting the proper nutrition, that we hope that that's not going to become an issue. People are scared, they're tired, they're hungry, they're thirsty, and it's increasingly dire, especially for children. So we're moving as quickly as possible to bring aid in.